Hi, I'm Kat, marketer turned brand storyteller.
And I'm Candace, educator turned entrepreneur.
And you're listening to
Not Nice, Clever.
We're two introverts who speak on stages around the country and work with top personal brands who also unapologetically require 24 to 48 hours of recovery time on the couch in our favorite sweats, all Netflix and no chill.
And to be clear, we're not quiet or nice. Together, we're redefining what it means to be an introvert who means business. It's time to show up and show off. Are you in? In today's episode of Not Nice Clever, we've just decided to throw all of the strategy out the window and come to you with what's actually on our hearts and minds, which is basically a rant episode. That's what we're doing today. Mm-hmm. We're ranting about shit that's bothering us. Welcome. Yes. Thanks for being here.
You can't say you haven't been warned. And yeah, we had an initial idea for what to record on this episode. It didn't feel right. And then we were thinking, like, what has really been bothering us? What do we want to call to light and bring our clever crew in on it? And it's this idea that we see, and we work with entrepreneurs across industries, but most notably right now in real estate. And one thing that really gets me when I see clients asking for help is that they start off by asking, you know, how do I get more followers? And I'm like,
ugh, stop. Seriously? Take a moment for that one. I know that people are listening and they've asked that mm-hmm. question. How do I get more followers?
And I have empathy for why you're asking that question. I sometimes don't have patience to answer it. I will be fully honest, because what you're asking the wrong questions. The better questions you should be asking is, like you have reframed, Candace, are you follow worthy?
Yes.
Yes. First and foremost,
become follow mm-hmm. worthy.
And also, you don't really want followers. What do you actually want? To not feel alone, to feel like you belong, to be able to have a thriving business, to be able to pay your bills, provide for your children, engage in the community, fulfill your free time through passions and hobbies. That's what you actually fucking want. You don't want followers. You think you do. You don't. Or if you do, it's not going to solve the problems you think it's going to solve.
No. We all know that person that bought the followers and now looks kind of silly because you're looking at their feed and they have 10 likes and 100,000 followers and you're like, the math ain't mathin'.
Right. And then how long is it before they book a strategy consult with you or with me or with the both of us because they've got a brokerage or a team that is also struggling with these symptoms? And they're like, but what are we doing? We thought this was the way and they made it sound so good. And it's like, look, we get it. We've got empathy. This is a rant. We don't have the patience right now. We are giving it to you in very hot and spicy takes. It's not going to solve the problems that matter.
So Kat, I had a consultation with someone who had over 100,000 followers on her Instagram account. Mm-hmm. When I checked her Instagram account, I was like, interesting, because typically I don't get consultations with a lot of people with that many followers.
Yeah, stands out.
But of course, I did my digging and realized exactly why she didn't feel like her Instagram was working for her. Here's the thing. She organically grew her audience, but the way she did it was through aesthetic content of luxury homes. So people followed because the homes are freaking mm-hmm. beautiful. The decor is on point. It's amazing. So it's aspirational content for her audience, but they don't see her as an expert. They don't see her as a friend. They don't see her as someone who can add value in a transaction. All they see is a feed full of beautiful homes. So she has followers and likes and even comments on how pretty those houses are. But no one gives a shit about who she is as a human, as a realtor. They just want to be in that luxury space. Mm-hmm. And she sells a shit ton of real estate already.
Right.
Just on her own with her SOI. Imagine if she also showed her face in her feed and spoke like the expert that she is with the experience that she has and made people feel like they're her friend because she has that parasocial relationship that we talk about.
Yeah.
Like she would be dominating her entire market, no doubt. But her face, her voice, her opinion is nowhere to be found.
Her personality, the thing that makes it different, that evokes a reaction. Get somebody to respond to you, mm-hmm. to book an appointment, to refer somebody to you. aspirational is not relatable. And aspirational does not convert if you are a human-facing service-based business. It's different, right? In other areas.
You can use the aspirational as a tool in addition to your opinion, your voice, your experience, but you can't only use that. And everyone's just freaking looking for the shortcut since we're on the rant. That's the thing. There is no shortcut. Mm-mm. Dom says this all the time. The obstacle is the way.
Ooh, that's very like Sun Tzu. Like I love that.
Yeah, he
that.
Like, you know, he's like reading. Yeah,
I was going to say.
From a book, I'm sure. Some philosopher. Yeah. But of course, that's like Dom's style. Mm-hmm. But the obstacle is the way. And you know what? Most people are too scared, too fragile mm-hmm. to want to take the step and want to continue and take on the obstacle.
Right.
And I know we're always like, oh, it's easy and it's fun and it's great and it's exciting and it's also fucking hard.
I agree that it requires dedication. It requires the consistency. It requires time. Hard or easy or simple. I mean, I don't want people to think that you have to like suffer and you have to like, you know, be a martyr and self-sacrifice. But like, it's not like just clicking a button and then boom, you have a business out of nowhere. Like there is effort required. There is effort. There is dedication. There is consistency. There is intention. There are all of these things that go into it. And your business is not a Pinterest board. Like as pretty as it looks, like that's, gosh, we should put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's not the thing, you know? And it's just like, I see it. We see it so often and we're like, why? We get why. So now we're hoping that this will help maybe save a few people from continuing down this path. The other thing, or did you want to say something, one last on this?
No, I mean, I'm going to say all the things, right? But continue, okay. Please.
The other thing that I just want to, this is the rant, guys. We told you. In branding, in marketing, honestly, in business in general, there are things that are internal processes, right? Internal language, internal, like, you know, the behind the scenes, the behind the curtain, things that never are shown, right? To the customers, to the clients, to the audience. And then there's external things that happen that they see that is client facing, community facing, customer facing. And this has been bothering me for a bit, and it's just been coming to a head. So now you're welcome. Here's a mini episode with this and other issues. But the idea specifically in real estate, or honestly in any business, where they're like, they lead with like, I want leads. I need leads. I want listings. I want this. I like the term lead. Candace, if I were to walk up to you, be like, Candace, how does it feel to be a lead? And you're like, what?
Yeah,
like, I mean, I'm a fucking
human being,
right?
I'm not a lead.
Don't
insult
your clients and call them leads. They're not leads. They're people. They're people with real emotions, real investment, emotional, financial, you know, spiritual, right? When it comes to residential, it's very personal. Commercial and investment related is a bit different, but it's like they're not a lead. Like, and it's not a listing. That's the home that I bought with my partner in the midst of COVID, and we brought home a kitten in that home, and we've had so many memories. Like, don't fucking call my home a listing. I just, that's been a bone to pick.
Using jargon or business language when referring to clients, like even as simple as calling people buyers and sellers, it's like, it's a little bit icky, and I've done it before for sure, and I probably will still do it in the future, but I think that building relationships is really where it's at, and not seeing people as potential dollar signs or treating them as potential dollar signs, but treating them as humans is going to go further in the long run. And that's really what we're here about.
Yeah.
So avoiding all of those things that put like a wall between you and your audience because you're not approaching your business in a way that showcases who you are and how you serve people.
There's the bow. You did it.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, but also I'm in a rant mood and I want to rant about something that's not business related at all.
All right, tell the clever crew.
And this is going to be controversial.
Good.
So
you
this
know
is going
no
to be.
Being controversial. I've pissed off a lot of people.
Okay, here's the thing. Can we stop with the tipping every fucking thing? I can't tip every fucking thing.
What do you mean?
I can't. Yeah, tipping.
I'm confused. Like, are we talking?
If I am at a counter and I order a coffee and you hand me the black coffee mm-hmm. at the counter, I don't want to tip you.
Okay.
Like, I just don't. I don't see the purpose of tipping you. Here's who I don't mind tipping, a waitress. I'm fine with tipping a waitress. You know who else I don't want to tip? Ooh, this is the controversial one. I don't want to tip an independent hairstylist. Why? They're providing me a service. Build in your freaking tip into your cost. Don't make me tip you. Otherwise, why don't I get tips when I provide my clients a service? No one tips me. Why not? I'm providing a service. You see? If I'm the business owner, if the person works for a business, I'm inclined to tip them because they're not the business owner. If I am the service provider, I'm the business owner, and I'm the one who determines the price, I don't want to tip you. Sorry. I built my tip into all my pricing, by the way. It's in there.
I agree with you on the counter service, right? For me, okay, hospitality background. I agree with you on the first, and I have thoughts on the second. So hear me out here. And I love that we're like having this discussion with the clever crew. Okay, for hospitality background, to provide service, right? To make recommendations, to guide the experience, to deliver drink service, to mark your settings between each course. Hell fucking yeah, you're going to tip on that, right?
Yes. Right? Same. Yeah, please. Yes.
Producing the coffee at the counter, no. I might leave a dollar based on whatever, but like I'm not the 20%, not the 50%. Like,
I mean, if you're extraordinary and you just like made me smile, maybe. If you make
an astrology reference, I don't know. I will give you 20%.
Then yes, then she will tip you.
Okay, yeah. Right? Great. So, okay, with the hairstylist, and this is because I know a few hairstylists personally. Oh, this is going to be controversial, but not for the individual hairstylist. The way that salons are set up on the back end and how you have to rent the chair.
Build your fucking shit into the price.
The independent hairstylists that have to rent chairs at salons don't have as much freedom as we do as independent consultants. So there is a bit of old school traditional structure, and every salon is different. Not all salons are created equal. They all operate differently. But it's similar to like splits at a real estate brokerage or on a real estate team, where you think that, you know, the agent, the agent should just build that in. The stylist should just build that in.
But then the owner gets a percentage of the tip because they're not just renting their chair.
Or the owner is like, this is our demographic. These are our price ranges. You are not allowed to tip. Like, we want you in this area. Like, that's, it can be kind of mafia-esque.
Okay. Well, I want to talk to any hairstylist who wants to restructure their business in a way that makes sense. And I can guide you. We can find a better solution.
Candace is open for consultations. If we want to free you from the Absolutely. Shackles of a business structure that is not serving you, because we want you to make all the
not
money
serving
in the
you,
world
please. Yes.
And to adapt with the times. But I you know, when I'm torn,
you deserve all
I
the money in the
think
world.
That hairstylists provide a service. It's almost art when it comes to coloring and balayage and painting and all of that.
I agree. I'm not mad at paying them. I just feel like no one tips me. Yeah. So, you know.
But you also don't have to tip anybody.
What's the difference?
That's the other thing, too. Like, but then you feel weird about it.
I also don't want to be like, I don't want to be the rude person.
Candace, we're on a podcast called Not Nice Clever right now.
It's true, but like, Shelby, if you're listening, I love you and I will still continue to tip you. That's my girl.
We love you, Shelby.
But also, Shelby gets like free consulting whenever I sit in her chair and I make her like contact people to get them on schedules so she can like make sure she can predict her income. Anyhow, I probably annoy the shit out of her, but I'm like, look at this is a bonus. You're lucky I'm here.
I'm the talent.
She knows. So she's listening.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're good. Okay. Well, that's our round for today.
We hope you've enjoyed this smattering and collection of rants spanning from business to just daily life. And just be a fucking human. Figure it out. Question it. And please. Yeah,
you got this. Thanks for joining us on Not Nice, Clever.
Remember to follow our podcast wherever you listen to audio.
And if you found today's episode valuable, please share it with your friends.
No gatekeeping here. Remember, we love to see our clever crew grow.
Signing off, you're not so nice, but oh so clever besties that mean business.
See you soon.